In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We have just sung that lovely ancient Irish hymn called St. Patrick's Breastplate. Breastplate, of course, being the part of a suit of armour that fits over here. And our first hymn today was Soldiers of Christ Arise. In our older baptism liturgies, the candidate was told to fight valiantly as a soldier of Christ against sin, the world, and the devil. Nowadays, we are not so comfortable with this military language. And so I shall be saying to Janice shortly, fight valiantly as a disciple of Christ. But whichever way you phrase it, Christians are told, are warned, to expect a struggle. And even that is a counter-cultural statement, something different from the way things usually are in the world. Especially when you remember that we say this to someone just becoming a Christian, just beginning their Christian life. I mean, can you imagine in any other walk of life someone saying, join my club, buy my product, and it will make life more difficult for you? Yeah. Christianity, like marriage, is not to be undertaken lightly, selfishly, or unadvisedly. Nevertheless, St. Paul, or whoever it was who wrote that letter to the church in Ephesus, he says, God will not leave us helpless, without defence, against the attacks from our enemies. These attacks will surely come, because the gospel is often the exact opposite of what the world wants and expects. Turn the other cheek. Go the extra mile. Love your enemies. The first shall be last. Not the way people expect things to be. And in our day, the thing that comes across and arouses the fiercest opposition is what St. Peter was saying in John chapter 6, verses 68 and 69, at the end of that extract from the Gospel that we heard this morning. Lord, to whom shall we go, says Peter? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. This claim that Jesus is unique, that he is the one true Saviour, does not please those who use words like tolerance, multiculturalism, as a means to attack all religions, starting with Christianity. Here in Switzerland, there is the debate over the Minaret Verbot, where Christians have to struggle to show their faith calls them to love their neighbours and oppose the forces of divisiveness in our communities. But at the same time, we uphold the uniqueness of Christ. The rite of baptism includes the signing with the cross, the little cross made on Janice's forehead. This shows which side she is on in this struggle. And then there is also the anointing with oil. In the ancient world, athletes would rub oil into their bodies to prepare themselves for the contest. And so God equips us for this struggle, this contest. Specifically, says the writer to the Ephesians, he gives us truth, righteousness, and peace. Truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and I am life. Even this can cause opposition. In this postmodern world, people will say there is no such thing as truth, because what is true for you is not necessarily true for me. That is the postmodernist attitude. I met our bishop, Jeffrey, the other day, and as we were talking, he told me that he had just got back from Cambodia. He had been, amongst other places, to the killing fields. And seeing the piles of skulls, meters high, this brought home to him the hollowness of that postmodernist view. There are things that are simply true for all people, everywhere and at all time. Things that make for peace, actions, attitudes that are clearly right or clearly wrong. These are the values of the gospel, the message that in Christ God loves the world, that he leads us into life. Anything that brings death of our fellow human beings violently, unjustly, or without respecting our humanity, anything that harms our personalities or our better nature of ourselves or others, all these things are the very opposite of the gospel, and we must be on our guard against them. And for this, we have the bread of life, the food of the sacrament, to sustain us. And we have the armor of God to protect us. Thank God we have those things. And so to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ascribed as is most justly due, all honour, might, majesty, dominion, and power, now and forever. Amen.